Children learn a lot from their parents, but how much do parents learn from their kids? In this episode of StoryCorps Northwest, Susan Mather of Moses Lake discusses faith, equality, and generational changes with her son, Reverend Nick Mather of Longview.
Sometimes I think, you know, scientifically, you know, we're here on this earth as beings and cells and all of those pieces and parts. And you think, well, this is so random. Does it all really matter? And I think if you don't have faith, for those people, that's where they get into a little bit of crisis, because they don't have something to say, yes, it does matter. Because otherwise, why are we here? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, that is
just
the age-old question, isn't it? Yeah, I don't have an answer. People do ask me sometimes those kind of questions, and I don't have an answer. I don't think we're supposed to have an answer.
Sure.
And we're not supposed to know. You know, I have some theological underpinnings behind what I do and some beliefs behind how I think I should live. And I definitely view life as a gift. And I think it's our duty, particularly as people who are people of faith, to make sure that we make this creation a better place. You know, we say in our baptismal covenant, we strive for the dignity and justice for every single person. And that means every single person. There's no barriers to that. There's no barriers to accessing God. There's no barriers to accessing the love of God. We like to put a lot of barriers up as human beings. We like to have labels and boxes we put people in, and that denies the beauty of creation and the complexity of creation and the opportunity that we have to learn and grow from one another when we get to learn and grow from people who are so different from us.
Right. I think that's something you as an adult have taught me as your parent, is how to accept others and broadening my approach. I mean, I'm always about the kindness, for sure. We're always going to be kind to each other, even if we don't agree. But being kind is one thing, but being accepting, I think, is another. And I hope that I'm much more accepting, and I think I've learned that from you. I'm not sure that that was necessarily what I was taught from my parents. And like you say, you know, you hope you learn from your parents, but I hope you learn from your parents and then do a little bit better. So I think that's something that you've done better at, for sure.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I definitely have, I personally feel like I've grown a lot in, and have had that opportunity to grow a lot in, because I got to learn it early. Whereas, you know, I talk with colleagues who are priests who are in their 50s and 60s, and it's a much bigger learning curve, because it's a huge shift in how they understand things. And hopefully, when my kids are older, and whether it's my daughters or my son, that we've created a world where they can live into that, where there is less built-in systems that either try to oppress or unfairly lift up. And it's important to teach them that those either still exist or have existed, and how to navigate them and how to fight for equality and justice and
We cannot forget our history, that is for sure.
Speaking of my kids and in the future and all that, do you have hopes for my children?
I just hope they grow up knowing that they're always loved, and that they always have a space and a place that they can come to with Grammy Sue and Grandpa Jay, or with their parents. I want them to know that there's always a safe, caring place for them to go and to be.
Yeah. I think I have the same hopes for them.
They're so cute.
You're listening to StoryCorps Northwest, recorded in Moses Lake as part of Northwest Public Broadcasting's centennial celebration.